Hey, it's Mike Simpson here. There are always what-ifs that you're trying to guard against, and I want to tell you about Equity Protect, because what if you lost your home not to some kind of natural disaster or a fire, but to title theft? Your homeowner's insurance won't cover you. The monitoring services, they can't stop it. But Equity Protect, they can. You're thinking, is title theft real? Yeah, it is. Criminals can forge documents and steal properties. They try to do it all the time. That's why you need to call Equity Protect at 866-485-1834. What they have is their patented smart policy that protects your homeownership from cybercrime, from fraud, and they've been all over the place, and maybe you've seen them on Forbes, Fox News, MSNBC, USA Today. You can check out their reviews on Google, on the BBB, 866-485-1834, 866-485-1834, equityprotect.com. All the info's right there for you. And protect your home today. EquityProtect.com, 866-485-1834, 866-485-1834.
For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners and learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Texting terms at unlock.com/SMS. Privacy policy at unlock.com/privacy-policy. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Terms and conditions apply. For full details, see unlock.com/legal. After portrayal.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How'd you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just go to their website.
Text EQUITY to 865-865 to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Pay off debt, improve your home, add to your retirement fund. It's up to you. Text EQUITY to 865-865. Text the word EQUITY to 865-865. Text EQUITY to 865-865 now.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. A few minutes after 7 on your Good Friday morning here, and we're keeping an eye on what's going on, obviously, with the weather. It's going to rain this afternoon at some point. It's beautiful out there right now. Enjoy the dryness while it lasts, but because apparently it's going to be a soaker over the course of the weekend. The Blues are going to start their playoff games this weekend, too. Carl Middleman on the road.
5 o'clock tomorrow night.
Two games in Winnipeg, right?
Yes.
And then back here for game
Saturday
3.
Saturday and Monday.
Okay.
And then Thursday and Sunday.
They finally got that schedule released late yesterday. I wonder what took them so long.
There were still games going on.
Okay.
So they, which is weird because they still released it at noon yesterday.
Before the games, right? That's what I thought. I thought, well, why you told me we had to wait till last night, and then I saw it in the middle of the day yesterday.
12:01 they released
Good
it.
For them.
But the Thursday game is, whoo, late.
That's so ESPN.
So why is it that late?
So ESPN can do a possible triple header. So you start the East Coast game, then you do the Midwest game, then you do a West Coast game.
Oh, my gosh. So people who go to that game, if you land tickets, wow. It's
what time is it
going to
start?
8:40.
Okay.
So 11-something by the time you actually...
Well, and in the playoffs, overtime is not a 5-minute overtime. It is a... First, you scrape the ice for 18 minutes, and then you have a 20-minute period sudden death.
Ah.
Sudden
okay.
victory.
Plan for a long night, but exciting night. I mean,
right.
that if you can stay up... I mean, obviously, we go to bed really early, but if you could stay up, I mean, how cool would that be?
The people that want to go or can get tickets are going to be excited anyway. They're not going to care what time it is. They'll be down
no,
here.
No, they care. They complain loudly on the
Do they really? Okay. Yeah. All right.
But then the Sunday game's at noon. So that's good.
Well, good. So we got that going on. I understand the city's going to play, right?
So home? I think I misspoke. So they're at home. I don't know if it's like pregnancy brain, but I looked at that so many times and I could have sworn it said away. But no, I'm sorry. They are at home. The Battle Hawks, though, they are away.
Will they do rainouts?
No, they'll play in the rain.
They'll play in the rain, won't they? Yeah, so we'll see what how bad the weather is for that game. Let's hope it's not too bad so they can get the game in anyway. Coming up, we're going to get to J.J. Carafano. Lots going on in the world this morning. Marco Rubio making some comments about not knowing how things are going on this peace process with Putin and Vladimir Zelensky in Ukraine, and that if they can't make some progress soon, some things are going to have to change. So we'll talk to Jim about that, see what his thoughts are on where all of that stands right now. And then at the bottom of the hour, Congressman Eric Burleson. When I saw this story float yesterday that the White House might be considering a tax on increasing taxes on people who make above $1 million a year, I was a little surprised by that. We'll find out what Eric Burleson knows about it at about 7:35. Then we'll get to Kim on a whim. Carl, let's get to our top stories right now.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
The question as it relates to who is the shooter. The shooter is 20-year-old Phoenix Eichner, and he's the son of a Leon County Sheriff deputy.
Yeah, apparently the stepson, and this morning the New York Post is reporting that had displayed some white supremacist language and tendencies leading up to this. It's unclear at this point exactly who the victims were.
Look, I'm a big advocate of the Second Amendment. I have been from the beginning. I protected it. And these things are terrible. But the gun doesn't do the shooting. The people do.
Yeah, absolutely correct. The kid legally probably couldn't buy the guns anyway. He stole at least one of them from his mother, we now know.
All children are worthy. All children are precious. All children are equal. But some children right now are in an emergency situation, such as in Gaza.
Yeah, do you recognize the dulcet tones there, Kim St. Ange? That is Miss Rachel. If you have kids or grandkids, you will recognize it. She has waded into this dispute, and she is getting some heat for it.
And the pediatrician notified the mother and the father, said, you know, this baby is behind on his shots, on his vaccines, on his immunizations. It's time to give him vaccines. And the parents declined those vaccines.
Yeah, how about that story? This being reported on Blaze Media, the Liz Wheeler Show. In fact, we've had Liz on the program here before, and she's done some good investigative reporting in the past. This one is interesting. This is the story of Israel Rivera and Ruth Encarnacion, two parents who have been charged, it appears, because their children have been taken away from them by the Massachusetts Department of Children and Families because they declined to get a vaccination for their baby boy. Now, they claim they were doing that on religious grounds, and the next thing they know, there's a knock at the door. Like, their pediatrician reported them for this. Go to cut 20 in its entirety, Carl, please.
Ruth and Isael took their 9-month-old baby, a little boy, to the pediatrician. And the pediatrician found that this baby boy, this 9-month-old bouncing baby boy, was healthy, developing appropriately. And the pediatrician notified the mother and the father, said, you know, this baby is behind on his shots, on his vaccines, on his immunizations. It's time to give him vaccines. And the parents declined those vaccines at this 9-month-old well baby visit.
Yeah. So they declined, and the pediatrician filled out some form and reported them to the Massachusetts Department of Children and Families. They have in Massachusetts a law that says you cannot mandate somebody to vaccinate their child. You have a right to a religious exemption. So what happened in this case? That's the question. Go to cut to 21, Carl, please.
But according to the father, Rivera, Isael Rivera, he said the doctor told us at the time if we did not vaccinate our child, he would have to report us. He would have to report us, and that's exactly what he did. He filed a 51A child neglect report. As a result of this report, the Department of Children and Families, Child Protective Services, left a notice on the family's front door of their apartment. They posted a note on the door of the apartment demanding to be allowed entry into the home to inspect the home, to snoop around the children, to examine the children. And the parents refused. The parents said, no, you can't come into our home.
Oh, yeah. Heck no.
No.
Heck
so,
no.
So here, it gets worse. So DFS, for that's not really their acronym, but Department of Children and Families, DCF, I guess, left a notice on the front door. The parents refused to let them in. When the police came back the next day, they found out that the family had become so scared that they left. They took their kids and they went to Texas.
Yeah, I don't blame them.
From Massachusetts to Texas. So when a family member reported the family had left, DCF filed a care and protection petition, which is an emergency order to take the children. Without any due process of law or anything, police hunted down the parents in Texas, arrested them, and charged them with kidnapping their own children.
The mama bear in me just, like, I feel like there's a little bit of smoke coming out of my ears right now. That is just ridiculous. What grounds does the doctor have to report them if Massachusetts does not require parents to vaccinate their kids?
Well, no, I don't know. No, and I'll just give, playing devil's advocate for a second, maybe if they had responded when the police came and said, we're doing this based on our religious freedom.
It doesn't matter what the reasoning is, though.
But maybe at that point they wouldn't have been arrested and they could have gotten their due process. But I've still never heard of the fact that you could take your family and leave the state, your family, with no court order, nothing restricting you from leaving the state. And the state can issue an order, track you down, and arrest you and separate you from your family.
But there's no due process needed, because if they were not in violation of a state law by opting to not vaccinate their children, none of this, it's all a moot point.
This whole thing is crazy.
I mean, people will push it on you, and I see people all the time. That is probably one of the most asked questions, by the way. I'm in a lot of mom pages on social media, and so many moms these days, more than I've seen ever. I mean, I guess I'm still a new mom, you know, as of 2 years, but so many people are asking, you know, do you have a pediatrician? Asking other moms, do you have a pediatrician who will allow for a delayed schedule or no vaccines? Because they're very hard to come by.
Wow.
Very few doctors will do that. And so more and more people are at least looking into this. And I think you just have to make the decision on what's best for your family.
And hope something like this doesn't happen to you.
You're not arrested charged with kidnapping your own children.
Wow. Coming up, Jim Carafano from the Heritage Foundation. Love to get Jim on here. Of course, he's a national security expert. I want to get his take on the situation with the war in Ukraine. What's happening? We'll be back in just a minute.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Zelensky has said he has evidence that China is supplying weaponry or ammunition to Russia. Do you have any evidence along those lines? And also, he said we could see a minerals deal signed this week. Is that
right? Well, we have a minerals deal, which I guess is going to be signed on Thursday, Scott, next Thursday. Soon? And I assume they're going to live up to the deal, so we'll see. But we have a deal on that. No, I have no comment on that. I have no idea. That's his statement, not mine.
You know, I was born in the South. South Bronx.
All right, good to get our friend Jim Carafano from Heritage back on the phone on this Friday morning. Jim, happy Good Friday to you. How are you?
This is going to crack you up. So I'm at Gold's Gym, and I just stepped outside. And RFK walked by. He's going in to work out.
No kidding.
Wow.
People are really... I wasn't looking at him. I was looking at the 8-foot-tall security guards, right? And then these other guys go... And I go, well, who was that? And they go, that was RFK. So it's really funny.
RFK works out at Gold's Gym and doesn't have some private gym he works out at? That's kind of surprising.
Yeah, it looks like he's going on the Stairmaster. There you go.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. The guy is solid. He's built.
The dude can do how many pull-ups? I've seen him on video.
How old is he?
He's got to be 70, right? Isn't he 70, Carl? I think he's 70 years old.
He is 71 years old. He was 71 as of January 17th.
He looks way older than me.
Go! I want you to walk back in there, Jim Carafano, and challenge him to a bench press contest.
I'm more of an aerobic and yoga guy. Right.
I see that in you. Yeah, you give off those yoga vibes.
That's funny. You know, I played that bite there from the president. I heard Marco Rubio say, if we don't make any progress here soon on these peace talks, we're going to have to go in a different direction. What's your take on what's happening in Ukraine right now with this war?
So I've already said this, three likely scenarios. One is, look, because Putin needs a break. Strategic pause just as much as the Ukrainians. But it's very typical for the Russians to ask for the moon and see if they can get something for nothing. And then he might just turn around and make a deal. Literally, Putin might turn around tomorrow and say, okay, we have a deal. Because he could use a deal. On the other hand, Putin might say, you know what? I'm just going to fight another year. Like, really test these guys. Because I can. He could fight another year.
Right.
And then Trump has two options. One is, he just gets up and walks away. To me, that's unlikely, because if things go horribly south, then that becomes his Afghanistan. And with everything else he has going on now, challenging China, restarting the economy, everything else, he can't really afford a major foreign policy reversal. Option B is he just keeps supporting Ukraine. Honestly, most Americans are willing to do that. Congress is willing to support him on that. It's actually becoming much less of a burden for us because the Europeans are actually doing more now.
Yes.
So it really is kind of the easy option. And with the price of oil plummeting because of all we've done about unleashing energy and everything else, really puts the Russians in a tough place. So if I'm a betting guy, it's if Putin doesn't come to the table this week or he might turn 2 weeks from now or whatever, Trump just puts the pedal to the metal. Just like he's doing with the Iranians, right? He goes to the Iranians and says, let's talk. But in the meantime, it's if you don't want to talk and you don't want to cut a deal, it's pedal to the metal. And what people have to realize is when Trump cuts deals, he doesn't like to cut bad deals.
Right.
So he's never going to cut a deal that, in the end, undermines the U.S. interest. And that's what people don't – that's what the critics don't get about Trump. The blind Trump – because I've been following this stuff on X all week. The blind Trump hate just is just people who are all in for Ukraine just completely trashing and attacking Trump. It's like, what is more important to you, trashing Donald Trump or saving the people of Ukraine? Because Donald Trump is trying to save the people of Ukraine, and all you can do is find reasons to attack him.
Yeah.
I mean, that level of internal anger, you know, like you know, Van Hollen running, who in normal times they would never do this, running to Latin America to champion the cause of a wife beater and a gang member, just because they hate Trump so much, they can't actually be rational and thoughtful. It's just nuts.
What do you know about El Salvador? This Bukele guy seems to have whipped him into shape down there.
Bukele is, in many ways, like Orban.
Okay.
Which is in that, and what I mean by that is, he's a nationalist. He really wants to deliver what's best for the people of El Salvador. And eliminating the crime, and look, he was doing, you know, business with the Chinese, and but he has thrown his bet in with the United States because he thinks the United States is a winner, and he thinks in the long term that's what's going to deliver the best results for El Salvador. And I'm okay with that.
I think he said yesterday he's not planning on returning his El Salvadorian citizen to the U.S. So Cory Booker and Van Hollen and the other congressional members that are flying down there are just wasting their time.
Well, I believe that's true. I mean, in the end, whatever you want to believe about this guy, you know, wife-beater, gang member, whatever, he was in the United States illegally.
He was deported.
The United States deported him. Mm-hmm. He's a citizen of El Salvador. For El Salvador to send him back to the United States, you know, that's ridiculous. They don't want to do that. That's just nonsense.
Yeah.
You don't deport your own citizens.
The photo op is what cracked me up yesterday, because they're sitting at a table. The guy's dressed in street clothes. I was heard he was in a gulag, and suddenly they're drinking margaritas at a street-side cafe.
I don't see how this ends well for them, but you know me, I'm not political. So I mean, the fact that the Democrats are like 23% nationally is that's their problem, not mine.
You see him staying in El Salvador.
I don't see this. Look, I legally I don't see how the United States brings him back from El Salvador if the government of El Salvador isn't willing, and I don't see how he gets in the country.
Yeah.
They would just turn around and deport him again at the border, because he wasn't legally in the United States to begin with. So I don't get the Democratic strategy. I really, other than the fact that they hate Donald Trump,
Jim.
But and that's fine. But find something that works, dude.
Hey, I got to let you go. I think you've got a pull up competition with RFK there in the background somewhere.
I don't think so. He's not moving that fast on the Stairmaster anyway, so the heck with him. I'm going to run, and I'm going to run him into the dirt now, because I don't think aerobically he can compete with me. All right,
go,
see you guys.
Go for it. We'll see you later. Jim Carafano there at Gold's Gym somewhere in the Washington, D.C. area with RFK Jr. That is hilarious. That's good. All right, coming up, speaking of D.C., we're going to talk to Congressman Eric Burleson about rumors of a tax increase on millionaires. We'll be.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference found in the details. The difference between customers and trusted neighbors. The difference between preparing for the coming weeks and planning for the coming years. The difference between serving a community and serving your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply. For three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Back.
The only thing that's gone up actually is interest rates, because we have a Federal Reserve chairman that is playing politics. Somebody that I've never been very fond of, actually. But he's playing politics. Interest rates should be down now. They should be coming down. In Europe, as you know, they reduced them, I guess, 7 times. It looks like they're going to reduce them again and again and again. But our guy wants to play cute.
Capital Beat.
We've got Congressman Eric Burleson on the line with us this morning. And Eric, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. It's a beautiful day.
Yeah, it's great. It's great to talk to you. Now, are you back home on recess right now?
I am. Yep. Have had meetings all week. They call it recess, but when you get back, your community has been requesting you at all these events, and so my team stacks me with meetings every day. So
yeah.
Today I'm going to Joplin for a series of meetings.
Okay. Oh, wow. Now, have you had any of those town halls yet where all these crazies are coming out of the woodwork?
You know, I don't like doing those kind of things. For one, I'm not arrogant enough to think that people will just show up just for me. Two, I think that when you do that, you only are inviting the people that are the hyper partisan and angry, and you're going to get that. That's what you're going to get. So to me, what I do, I go to all the Rotary Club meetings. I'll go to a church. I'll go to, any group, even if it's a liberal group, I'll go to those official organizations, because people generally kind of don't want to make an ass of themselves in front of the people that they have to see every day.
I saw
every week.
Marjorie Taylor Greene held one the other day, and they had to pepper spray some guy or tase him or something to get him out of the crowd. Because I don't think she was intimidated by it or in danger of any sort, but you're right. That's the kind of environment those things tend to create.
Yeah, you're turning it over to them, and that's what they want. They want you to basically take your audience and then give them the microphone.
Yeah,
that's what they want.
Last week, or last time we had you on, we talked about this reconciliation bill and what's in it and what's not in it. And then I hear this week somebody quietly was the way the newspaper reported it, that the White House was quietly floating the idea of increasing income taxes on people making over $1 million a year so that they could offset some of the tax cuts they want to put in. Do you know anything about that?
They haven't quietly mentioned that to me, but
okay.
I would say in general, I would be highly, I would be highly against doing something like that unless I could be convinced with dramatic cuts elsewhere. I haven't heard what kind of scenario that might create, but at the end of the day, I don't think we have a revenue problem. We have got a spending problem.
Yes.
We have, you know, Congress has to cut spending. The reason why, you know, in your blurb that you played before where Trump was talking about interest rates not going down, the reason why interest rates don't go down is because we are buying debt. The federal government is spending way too much money. We're the number one buyer of debt. So when the Fed lowers interest rates, it doesn't mean anything because we're out there buying all the debt in the world and we're driving up the demand. And so we're competing against businesses, against people that want to take out a mortgage, all of these other people. The federal government is buying up everything that, you know, anybody's willing to lend. And so until we get to the point where we stop doing that and we slow that debt down, we're not going to see interest rates come down. So at the end of the day, we could tax the rich. It's not going to save the economy. It's not going to bring down interest rates, and it's not going to bring down inflation.
I have to get your reaction to Senator Van Hollen going over to El Salvador. Now Cory Booker saying that he's going. Should we just assume that all of these people are going to be running for president here in 2028?
Yeah, I mean they're making a real spectacle of themselves, aren't they? Like who? I think this is the dumbest thing that I've seen a politician do. I mean, this is the guy they're going to hang their hat on, a guy that was an abuser who was a member of MS-13. This is crazy. It's absolutely crazy that they're going to hang their hat on the guy who's literally making a defense argument that says, don't put me in that prison because I'm a member of one gang and then the prison is mostly occupied by a different gang. Let me come back to the United States. It's absurd. But if the Democrats who are self-exploding want to continue to go down this road and this is the hill they're going to die on, I think they're committing suicide.
Well, they don't seem to have the ally they were hoping for in the president of El Salvador. He's not really playing ball with them, although he did allow them to meet with this Garcia guy. And you're right. The stories keep getting worse. I mean, there's now evidence of that the allegations the guy was abusing his wife or his girlfriend, whichever one she is, that he was taking part in possibly human trafficking to Tennessee from wherever he lived in Maryland. There were orders of deportation against him. Everything they're saying about it to try to get empathy for his situation is backfiring on them, and they're doubling down. I'm with John Kennedy. I heard the senator say the other day, we're going to let AOC and Bernie Sanders lead the way, and we're going to call it Operation Let Them Speak.
Yeah, exactly. What's the political expression is when your adversary is self-destructing, get out of their way. Let them do it. So that is exactly what they're doing. There's a lot of Democrats that I know, like I'll lift weights in the basement of the Capitol and talk with a lot of the more reasonable Democrats. They have acknowledged privately that their party has lost their way on a lot of issues, including this.
Yeah, I've got a bite here this morning from James Carville. If you remember that guy, he's like a cartoon character these days. And he's suggesting that the Democrats should split their party now, that he doesn't see how they can all come together and reach an agreement, because David Hogg, the guy from the Parkland shooting situation, is now talking about trying to primary current sitting members of the Democrat Congress because he doesn't think they're radical enough. Go to cut 15, Carl. James Carville, listen to this.
But when you're talking about using the power of the DNC, whatever power it has, not very much, but you're using that, and we're paying, Democratic donors are paying David Hogg's salary, they're paying David Hogg's staff, and he wants to run against other Democrats. Well, that's America, run against who the f*** you want to, but don't resign your position. Have guts, man. Have guts. Stand your ground. And I don't think that I don't think that's part of the Democratic coalition. I don't think they're redeemable. I don't think they want to be redeemed.
He's talking about the progressives that have clearly taken over that party, Congressman.
Yeah, I think that he's right. There seems to be a faction of the Democratic Party that is that is drinking the Kool-Aid and buying into the craziest ideas possible, and it's an echo chamber. They're all just kind of feeding off of each other with no logical reasoning whatsoever. I mean, this MS-13 individual from El Salvador is one example. The absolutely rabid response and aggressive posture towards transing children and the total transgender community and defending men who want to beat up women and women's sports, all of these things are just kind of compounding, but yet they're going to continue to drink the Kool-Aid.
Congressman Eric Burleson, our guest, I have a question. Do you talk to Billy Long ever? Because he texts me pretty regularly now. I mean, obviously he's been nominated to be the head of the IRS, but to my knowledge, they're either delaying his hearing or somebody's dragging their feet here somewhere.
I don't know. I'm happy to advocate for Billy anyway. He's an amazing guy. I can't think of anybody better to serve in that role. He will do a fantastic job because he knows what it's like to be on the other end. He knows what it's like to be a taxpayer and to advocate for people that are taxpayers. I can't think of a better person for the job. So I don't know why I'm not too concerned because he's pretty far down. Not to disparage the role, but he's not the AG, right? So they have to bring them in first, and then you move your way down a list of people. And so I think that eventually they'll get to him, and I'm confident that he'll be appointed.
Yeah. I hope he does some auctioneering when he's in his committee hearing. That should be good, for sure. Congressman Eric Burleson, thank you for your time this morning. Enjoy recess.
Thank you, Mark and Ken. You too.
We'll talk to you soon. Congressman Eric Burleson there down in the Springfield area. He's going to Joplin today to visit some constituents over there. So
you think he works at a Gold's Gym where Jim Carafano and RFK, is that like the Gold's Gym where all the ritzy people go and work out?
You got to wonder. Remember we had Griff on. Well, he said he works out in the basement of the Capitol building. They have a gym down there for congressional members.
Okay, I guess RFK wouldn't work out with all congressional members.
Probably not. Remember when Griff Jenkins told us he was working out doing his spinning class and Doug Emhoff came in and did the same class? Yeah. Kamala Harris says
he's not there anymore.
Oh, probably not.
Back in California working out at some gym, probably doing yoga.
I wanted him to wear his Mark Cox Morning Show t-shirt in that spinning class just for, of course, it's not a high-tech t-shirt, so you probably wouldn't wear that.
We'll make it happen,
class.
Mark.
That's true. Got to step that up a little bit for that next batch of
Cut
shirts.
The sleeves off.
For sure. Carl's got it. He's representing this morning. Thank you, Carl. I appreciate that. All right. Coming up, we're going to get to Kim on a Whim. What are we talking about?
Oh, Miss Rachel. We all know her. You either love her or you hate her. She's that beloved children's YouTube star. Well, she's taken some heat because she made a post praying for the children in Gaza. Well, an anti-Semitism group reported her to the Attorney General. Now she's responding.
All right. We'll be right back with that.
Kim on a Whim.
Prayer for children in Gaza. This is a prayer for children in Israel. This is a prayer for all the children. Please stop hurting them.
Yeah, that is the video that got Miss Rachel in some deep water. Miss Rachel, you know her. Your kids, maybe your grandkids, watch her on YouTube. Millions and millions of views on all of her videos.
Multi-millionaire Miss Rachel, we
yes.
should point out. The woman makes millions of dollars a year on these YouTube videos that grandparents and parents are forced to watch daily.
And have the song stuck in their head day
exactly.
in and day out. I stopped watching Miss Rachel for a couple of reasons. Not that I think she's terrible, but anyway, I'm happy to not have those songs in my head anymore. But anyway, after she released that video, an anti-Semitism group accused her of spreading Hamas propaganda and ended up reporting her to the Justice Department. So they had sent this letter to AG Pam Bondi earlier this month to investigate her. Well, she then just came out and had a response. It was in the form of a poem. And she basically just said, look, children have human rights. The rights are not just for some children. They're for all children. Standing up for children, especially those who are most vulnerable, is the right thing to do.
And so she said, you want me to play the bite we've got
go
from
ahead.
Her here? Here we
Please
go.
Do.
Listen.
All children are worthy. All children are precious. All children are equal. But some children right now are in an emergency situation, such as in Gaza.
So that's part of the comment she made. And, you know, my thoughts on this are, you're right. It's okay to be empathetic to the children in Gaza. Mm-hmm. Their parents did this to them.
Yes.
Their parents who support Hamas put them in the situation they're in right now. Their parents should be held responsible for that. My question to Miss Rachel is, where are you with your guitar playing and singing tattooed sidekick singing about the children of Israel?
Mm-hmm.
That would be my question for her. I understand you're now suddenly concerned about the children in Gaza. Where was the little song in the poem when babies were being put in ovens mm-hmm. and murdered and women were being raped on October 7th? Mm-hmm. Where were you?
Well, and keep in mind, Hamas has still been lobbing bombs over to Israel. It's not like this has stopped. Yes,
yes,
there was a temporary ceasefire. That is no more. Any sort of talks of them releasing the remaining hostages, it seems like it's kind of gone silent over the last number of weeks. We don't know how many of the people still in their custody, if you want to even call it that, who were kidnapped, are even still alive at this point in Gaza. But I mean, yeah, to Ms. Rachel's point, it's not wrong to pray for the children in Gaza. Like you said, I do really feel bad for them. Their livelihoods have been uprooted. I get it. That is really, really hard and traumatic. I feel for them. But you also have to say, yeah, well, I also feel for the children in Israel who are dealing with this violence and have been targeted by a terrorist group. And you see those videos in, you know, Gaza where it's like 7-year-old kids who were, you know, more or less chanting death to America. I don't know if that's the exact verbiage they use, but that's essentially they don't like Israel. They don't like Jews. They don't even like America. I guess that's more Iran that really, really says death to America. But they do not like Jews. From the river to the sea. So that's at a very young age. I don't know if it's the teachers, is it the school that's indoctrinating these children and teaching them these terrible
chants?
They've
been brainwashing
it's
them.
It's so
no
sad.
And,
I mean,
and there have been collateral deaths as a result of what's going on in Gaza. Again, the blame lies completely on the parents who have supported Hamas as their primary government for 20 years, and they have also been brainwashed into believing this. So the parents hold the responsibility for this. This group is claiming, and I don't know, Stop Anti-Semitism Group is claiming that her messages over the suffering in Gaza are meant to try to inspire pro-Hamas sympathies among young kids. And if that's the only messaging they're getting because they're watching Miss Rachel, I could see that. She has a First Amendment right to say it,
mm-hmm.
but she's also got a huge following, and she makes millions of dollars a year on YouTube from people watching her videos. So,
well, now she has, I think, a Netflix show. She's so popular on YouTube that they're giving her own show.
I don't know that Bondi can do anything about it. I think she has a free speech right to say what she wants. But I do think that as a parent, you can make the decision to not support her anymore if you choose to because of her views over this. I mean, I think she tossed the word Israel into that song to try to cover her tracks
probably.
A little bit.
By the way, if you're thinking, who's Miss Rachel? She can't be that big of a deal. I've never heard of her. Well, she has 14.4 million subscribers. Her videos will get 91 million views, 149 million views. Like, that's average for her.
And I wonder how many of those, and you'll know what I'm talking about here, are because you have to play the same
over and over
for your toddler who's decided that that's the particular Miss Rachel episode they like the best.
That's the song they like. I watched some video of, like, if you were pretending like you were Miss Rachel, if you, like, adults, and it was like you come up from behind the corner and you're like, peekaboo.
Wheels on the bus.
Where are your eyes?
I see. Dang it,
Mark. Take us a commercial break with one of the Miss Rachel songs. You clearly know them.
I see a new career for you, Kim.
Thank you.
You kind of sounded like
I have
there
a really good voice. I know. I appreciate that.
I'm going to spare people from whistling Wheels on the Bus for the rest of the day. All right. Coming up, we are going to invite our friend Julie Tristan into the studio and Jonathan Seri from Fox News. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8 ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.